We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Friday during football season, we get a chance to talk to the former governor of Virginia, former senator from Virginia, George Allen, with the familiar name. And, you know, we'd love to talk football with you, but I always try to work in a couple of political questions, too, and see if I can pin you down.
Of course you do.
In keeping with what you tried to do when you were governor about making sure that trade was open and that there were great possibilities for Virginians to get good jobs, have you been monitoring this Brexit situation and the deal that's out there? Do you the latest deal, you think it's any good or?
Well, it'll be up to the Parliament to make a decision on it. I naturally, and John, you work for me, you know I like sovereignty and self-determination,
right.
And I don't like taxes and meddling distant governments pestering and, you know, being nannies and burdens in our lives. So I support the will of the people of Britain to get out of the European Union. Mm-hmm. I think this deal, if they're going to vote on it tomorrow, it's going to be a razor-thin vote by all predictions. And you say, well, what does this matter? It matters a lot to Virginia because the European Union and obviously Great Britain are our big trading partners. We get a lot of investment in Virginia from British companies, as well as those from Germany and Japan, and those are the top three, plus the Dutch and Swedish companies and French companies as well. In the event that they get this deal done and they work out a deal, part of it is the Northern Ireland situation, which is too complicated for our segment to discuss in full. But I would hope that I hope they get out, and then I think the United States ought to get a free trade agreement between the United Kingdom and the United States. I think that'd be great for them.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom will try to get a free trade agreement with the European Union as well. But we export so much from Virginia, and we get so much foreign direct investment in Virginia, we want to have an even better trading relationship with Great Britain. And I think that'd be good for Virginia. It would be good for the U.S., and it would be great for Great Britain as well.
It has the potential to be an opportunity for the United
exactly.
States if we
yep.
jump on the chance.
And we should.
Yeah.
And we should.
All right. Well, I wondered whether that was something on your radar. I know that was big, you know, always watching how we interact with European countries and Asian countries and whether it's a level playing field and whether we're getting kind of rolled by these people. So I wondered whether you would be on board with that.
I think it'd be great. Of course, yeah. Virginia is the leader in Brexit. We had the first Brexit when we
right.
seceded from the British monarchy with the Declaration of Independence written by a Virginian based on our
right.
Virginia Declaration of Rights.
That one was kind of rough, as I recall.
Yeah, this one is much more civil.
Okay.
Well, these are just a bunch of lawyers and bureaucrats arguing as opposed
yeah.
to armies.
Paper cuts instead of anything else. All right, Gary Hess just walked in. He's in here in the studio with me. And
hey, Governor, how you doing?
Can I gloat for a second here?
Gloat
yeah,
away.
Give me a chance. Yeah. So
everybody's magical coin.
The magical coin with my expertise.
Oh,
won. Won last week. Now, for those of you who haven't followed this segment, you know, George Allen, when I worked for him, it was very frustrating because he would try to talk to me about football. I was like, you know, Senator, I can't really carry on a guy. I can
yeah,
talk
all John
about policy.
Heard, all John heard was, wah, wah.
Yeah. But fortunately, with Gary here, you two can talk football. But I said, well, I'd like to be a part of this. I will see whether flipping a coin every week delivers results that are on par with you two experts. And last week, I won. I feel pretty good about that.
You were 4-0. You can really gloat big.
Right. Well, I'll probably blow it this week, but anyway.
You know, there's a statistical element here. The coin is 17-8. The coin's won 17 of 25. You got to figure he's going to go back closer to 500 eventually, but you never know.
That means I'm ahead
we'll
of
see.
You, Governor.
I know you overall. Are because I'm picking the Redskins.
Right, okay. Fair enough, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay, let's
Although you picked them right last week.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, that's a I am 6-0 on my Redskins picks, just for the record.
I'm 1-5.
That's right. We'll start with our top matchup this week. Very fascinating game with Lamar Jackson, the great defense, the Baltimore Ravens heading to Seattle to face Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Governor, who you got?
Yeah, you've summarized it really good. Two really good quarterbacks. Russell Wilson's just playing fantastic. And playing at home in Seattle, that's a good advantage. So I'll go with the Seahawks to win.
The 12th man, I love
the original 12th man. The original 12th man is Texas A&M.
Yes, it's Texas A&M. I'm absolutely aware of that. The I love what Lamar Jackson brings to Baltimore, but I just think in Seattle, I got to agree with you, Russell Wilson and them too much. So two Seattles. What does the coin say?
And heads is the
home team.
Yeah, and it's heads.
So it's unanimous.
Okay,
Sunday Night Football, Governor, two of your hated teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas. Who you got?
Yeah, horse manure versus cow manure. What do you want with it? Horse manure is drier. Dallas is playing at home. I do like Jerry Jones. I'll go with the Cowboys to beat Philadelphia in Arlington, Texas.
I am going to go with Dallas as well. I think the Cowboys need the game more than the Eagles do. And the desperate, in an even match, the more desperate team usually wins. So I'm going with the Cowboys as well.
Yeah, this is like a playoff game.
Yep.
Go ahead, Coin.
I got heads, so it's Dallas also.
Dallas also.
Huh.
There you go.
Sure.
Okay, so the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football travel to play the resurgent Jets in New York with Sam Darnold back at quarterback. Who you got, Governor?
Well, the Jets were really impressive last week with Sam Darnold, but I can't go against Belichick and the Patriots winning.
TB12, I'm with you. Patriots.
That's spinning. Heads.
Ah, so he's going with the Jets.
Okay.
This would be the coin's upset.
No.
This throw.
There you go. You know, by the way, this is the same pattern as last week. First two games, the coin said the same. You know, the governor and I had the same pick. Coin agreed. Third game, governor and I had the same pick, and the coin disagreed, and the Steelers beat the Chargers in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Redskins at home on their one-game win streak against the undefeated 5-0 San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, and the 49ers, I think, are favored by about 10 points, and they have a really great defense and a good running game. I'm obviously, maybe not obviously, but hopefully and prayerfully hoping the Redskins pull off a tremendous upset. So I'm going with blood. With the Redskins.
So, you know, I have this thing about teams that play on Monday night and then have to travel cross-country to play the following Sunday. It usually means a big, fat L. But I think San Francisco's still going to beat the Redskins. So I'm going with the 49ers.
And I've got tails, so... Yeah, I got San Francisco, too.
Coin says the 49ers. So we're the same on the first two. The coin has the Jets, and the coin has the and Senator Allen has the Redskins. There you go.
Right, let's see. That's very exciting. I'm going to enjoy this until we talk next week.
Right.
Former Virginia Governor George Allen, always appreciate it. Thank you, Gary, too.
Take care.
All
adios.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.